Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Longacre?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley?
Here.
Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have minutes, claims, payroll summary, two payroll summaries, and the general voucher. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, minutes of the June 23rd meeting, claims, payroll summaries, and journal vouchers.
And second, please.
I second that motion.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda has passed. Department reports. Chief Hurt is gone. Cammy's out of the amendment. So. Chief Freeman.
Mayor Williams, members of the council, you have my report. I just like to put a little end of the year stats in there for the department, training hours, fire calls, that sort of thing. So, Pulsar Day has went well for us. Yeah.
Questions, Chief Reader? Great report.
Yes.
I mean, that's really a good reminder of all the training that is required for the department and the things that. Firefighters
do.
So thank you.
Right. We only require 30 hours a person, and most guys go well above that, so you're lucky.
Good to get that information out there. Thank you, Michelle.
Y'all should have my report as well. The biggest item, I think, is that we're closing in on trying to resolve that one litigation. Matter which needs to be resolved. It's not a major damage item. Liabilities here because the city truck hit the siding. It's really just a matter of figuring out honestly how much the insurance company is willing to pay and how much Mr. Hicks is willing to take and whether we meet somewhere in the middle. Otherwise, we have a trial scheduled for August that frankly no one is really ready for because. The parties didn't engage in a whole lot of discovery, so we'll see. We'll see if that trial goes. Ideally, we get this thing resolved, and at the next meeting, maybe I'll be able to say this one's done, and we'll just have that one big piece of litigation that remains outstanding. So, biggest thing I have to report tonight.
Questions, Michelle?
Mayor, Councilman, you got my written report. I'd like to add a little bit to it. The guys did change out the rectifier on the on-site today. Got it right back up running good. It's running a little bit cooler since we changed that out and what we were having the issue before, so hopefully that will take care of the issue. Like I say, that guy came and we walked us through everything, troubleshooted, gave us pointers on what to do, and maintenance, and I know he was expensive, but it was well worth that. That on-site is a major, that's our disinfectant of the system, so we gotta keep that running and up to date, and when it goes down, that's when we scrambled. So I felt that was really worth it. Everything else, placing breaker lift station. See, I really don't know what happened. That was that night that we had some electricity and when it just went out and went bad. We ended up borrowing one from the power plant. The breaker they had one. Tell CDI could get us the right breaker and they swapped it out for us. So I want to thank them for letting us use theirs. The water line replacement, that's really going slow. Not much progress going on up there, to be honest with you. Geotech was in today, making sure that they were getting the right compaction and stuff on the trenches that they had open. With all the rain last week and everything, they didn't really accomplish anything trying to get them trenches in. And they didn't want to dig anymore because they were getting so many of them open. Took a couple of rain days that they had built into the contract. Went up to here this evening. They got that bottom one pretty much filled in now. So hopefully they'll get these other ones going and they can get them started digging and replacing the water line to get here the next day or two, hopefully. Like I say, we got KALJ on site with them just to make sure everything is getting done correctly and right. So if there's any complaints, we kind of forward them all to them guys. So any questions for us?
Questions with Pat? Good, thank you, Pat. Michelle.
Tammy Egan couldn't be here tonight. She got called out on an ambulance call just about an hour ago, but she wanted me to add or let you know. She mentioned in her report some safety training. She has scheduled ergonomics training for August 5th for city employees, so she just wanted me to give you that update to her report for her. For my report, I've been busy the last couple weeks since last meeting. Of course, with our end of our fiscal year, there's a lot of work that has to be done to close out the year, lots of non-cash transactions and different transactions that have to be recorded, so working on those. That's why you have been seeing journal vouchers and you will continue to see those. And of course, opening the new fiscal year for accounting and expenditures and payroll programming so we can pay our employees. Also updating pay schedules and benefit increases in accordance with the collective bargaining agreements. And then, of course, the increases in health insurance and changes in our workers' comp carrier. So that's been keeping us busy getting all that up to date in our programs. Last night, the Local Government Study Commission met for their monthly meeting. They have finished up, or are in the process of finishing up, their final report. They discussed the contents of their final report. Two of the committee members are finalizing those and will be emailing those to me later this week. I will print them for them. They will each come in and sign them, as each commissioner has to sign the report. Then it will be ready for distribution. Copies will be given to the City Council and, of course, available to the public also. They do want to meet with the City Council to go over their report with you. So I have notified the mayor of that, and so we will come up with a schedule or a date and time for that to occur. They are definitely, though, recommending there will be a ballot proposal definitely coming. So some things will be on the ballot proposal will include some of those changes, which are the changes to the charter. Other things will be in their supplementary report, which will be things that are don't need to be in the charter, but things that they are recommending to you as a city council to discuss, and they recommend some changes on some other things, which some of you are already aware of those because you have seen some their preliminary work. So, but they do want to meet with you to go over those things. So, other than that, I don't think I have anything else to report for tonight.
Any questions, Michelle?
Aaron Kyle.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. Okay, under my communications, we did forward the notification that with the Montana League of Cities and Towns, Jennifer Olson has been appointed as the new director, and I indicated in my email that I've worked with Jennifer for a lot of years, and she is a very, Michelle Milhall has had discussions with Jennifer on our water issues, and she's a very confident individual. I'm excited that she is now the leader of the Montana League of Cities and Towns. The league's 95th annual conference is coming up in Helena on October the 7th through the 9th, so let the members of the council know of that, and we'll be sending out information. Encourage folks to attend it. I know, of course, you've got a conflict we talked about, but just to let you know that's coming up, and encourage you to participate in that. The meetings that we had, the summit meetings last week in Port or in Miles City, but we had a great turnout. We had a forum there, and so Holstrip was very well represented. I'm really pleased with everybody being in attendance to that, and it was an enjoyable day. And I know it was recognized from the league and the local government center and MMIA that Holstrip was very well attended. I've had several meetings on our railroad issues, and we did come to, I had a meeting today on that, and we did come to a consensus that with the proposals that are out before the ETEC committee on the changes that are being discussed, and that Representative Perry sits in on that committee, and I have been forwarding him all the information that has been discussed with the league on railroad issues, and there is a PD-004 that's been prepared for the committee for them to move forward through the legislative process. Our position is with the league is we would like to continue to work with BNSF with a memorandum of understanding moving forward. There's been some real resistance from the BNSF on the legislation that has been proposed. Not exactly sure where that's going to head, but we'll keep as we move forward on this, I'll keep everybody informed of the process. There's very little that's going to impact us now as far as Colstrip goes, but it will have a significant impact with other communities. And the communities that are most impacted are the smaller ones. The larger communities seem to work well with the railroad, but it's the smaller communities and that have had issues with BNSF. So I'll keep you apprised of the progress as that moves forward. And like I said, I do keep Representative Perry informed of the league's activities on that. The other thing that I've been working on is the resolution. I chair the resolution committee with the league, and we have prepared the resolutions that we're going to propose to the legislators in this next year. And once that's all, and I think we've got it pretty well finalized, and I'll share all that information with the council as I receive that. There is recognition of the communities and support of communities that are involved with energy, and Colstrip is specifically one of those communities that the league has supported through any legislation that may be forthcoming. We've also got some language in one of the resolutions directed at military support for our military and our veterans. So there's some good things out there, and as that is all put together, I will share all that information with the city council. That's what I have. Oh, I know, Tony, I wanted to just, you and I need to visit on your budget whenever you get down the road on that. So
sure.
That just happened. A little note here. I think I've got Corey's. And Pat and I have talked about the budget. I've got Shaq's, and then Michelle and I'll visit with hers. But so, yep, where we're at. So Tony, whenever you get your stuff put together, I know what you're thinking. So we'll move that forward. Okay. That's what I've got. We do have all the contracts with the bargaining unit signed. Everybody's signed. So just finished that off today. So I'll make copies with everybody and get all that out to you. The other thing I just received this afternoon is I received an update on our raw water transportation agreement, and I haven't had a chance to look at it, but my initial calculation on that, it looks like we'll be receiving, I think it's a 3% increase.
Increase.
I think. Michelle, I don't know, you'll have to. There's a lot of...
Anyway, a lot of leading zeros.
You know, we'll have to You can take, you tell me if that, if my calculation is right. It looks like a 3% to me. I think we had, it was a decrease last year, didn't it?
Wasn't it? Yeah, I think it did decrease a little bit,
so
not much.
0.00 something.
Yeah, so I just got it this afternoon, so it looks like there's a small increase. Haven't had a chance to look at everything, but I did just receive that. So I'll share all that information as we get a little further into it. So other than that, that's what I've got. This has been a fantastic day for me, so thank you everybody for everything that you have done. To me, it's amazing that you're 85 years old and still part of this city. It's just amazing. So thank you. That's what I've got, unless there's any questions for me.
I have a couple comments. Happy birthday. We were thrilled for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for pressuring or whatever, but the coffee kiosk is gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't go unnoticed. And so I know there were several involved. We appreciate it. And then on the league, and I know, of course, we want to belong or whatever. So do we pay? She said something about an invoice, but how much roughly do we pay?
Oh, it's in the claims, I believe. Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be on the next one. I think it's a dollar something per capita.
Okay. And that's what I thought it was.
I mean, it's a buck something. It's going up. We had to increase it, and the benefit that we get from the league is phenomenal. I mean, for a community. With the impact that we have with issues associated with the power plants and the mine and some of the issues associated with environment and those types of things, they're a tremendous supporter. They have always been a tremendous supporter of Colstrip. I mean, they're right up there. They're right out there on issues that we deal with. So it's a pretty reasonable cost associated with that. And, you know, we go way back in the history when we first incorporated on how helpful they were to us when we first began the incorporation effort. It was phenomenal. So that's what I've got. Thanks for the question.
I have a question for you. You're talking about the League of Nations playing roles, and have you been in contact with her about the funding we can discuss the government initiatives for
I haven't gone into that at all, so I'm not sure where that is.
Okay.
Thanks for mentioning that, so I don't know where that is.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to her, but I remember that you were in the hours.
Yeah. So. Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, that's now the next item is a public hearing, and this is a budget amendment for the streetlight improvement district fund to increase that fund. I'll open the public hearing on the streetlight improvement district and ask for any public comments. Okay, with no comments, I'll close the public hearing. Next item then is the unfinished business. This is elected officials' compensation, so I don't have any recommendation. So I'll open up for discussion for the city council, wherever you want to go on that.
Well, we've given a lot of thought, and I don't want to be the total spokesman here, but to the mayor's salary. And so, I haven't talked to everybody on this council. I know that I'm in for an increase, and I think there's a couple different ideas on how to handle that maybe. So I'm going to defer to maybe Wayne.
Sure, I'll take my hat in the ring.
I'm not going to speak for anybody but myself and stuff. I would like us to entertain the idea of a bonus for the mayor. And we've got a lot of changes potentially coming up with the election in November that could change things and everything. And I hate to, or I guess my there's some reluctance for us to set a policy up for this. And then if something comes up different in November, then we would be redoing it again to rectify if there's a change in the duties of the elected officials. It's so that's what I my heart is to lean toward a bonus based on John's years of service. He does an excellent job for us. Along that as a general movement in that direction. So I'm open to whatever any of the other members.
Yeah, I agree. The compensation package for the mayor could change in a way come November, regardless, depending on what the responsibilities are. But I think one of the things I was thinking is that I don't want to set a precedent for the next mayor, depending on we don't know what's going to happen or who it's going to be, or, you know, until we see how that works. But for now, I agree to honor John and what he's done with the city. And here's a service bonus, but yeah, I think it's well worth it.
So I like the idea of Michelle and we would, I assume this is all legal stuff to do something like this.
I don't know any reason why it wouldn't be. I've not, you know, done an exhaustive study of it at the moment, but I don't, I think it would be fine.
Is this something I'm going to ask? Is this something we need to put on the agenda for the next two meetings that we do it, or can we make a motion and do that here now and whatever? Or is that something we have to do two meetings to let the public have a chance to comment? I guess is part of my next question. Yes, I could ask this individually, but I'm bringing. We need to.
It's under unfinished business, right? And the fact that you were going to be discussing the mayor's compensation was discussed at the last meeting.
Okay.
So I think you are fine to discuss it and even vote on it tonight. But of course, if you're not required to, you could also decide to have some discussion on what the amount is and then wait another 2 weeks and do it. I think either of those options is available to you.
So we entered into discussion tonight for the amount that we're thinking about, or if we want to table it and think about it, is that what you're suggesting? Yeah. So what do you guys think?
I'll throw a number out there. I might make a recommendation that we give the mayor his wages, his present wages. My understanding is $36,000 a year. Plus, there's others, a small amount otherwise and stuff. I would like to add a bonus of $14,000 to bring him up to $50,000 for the year and stuff. So that's my proposal.
I'm there with that.
I like that.
I have a different number in mind.
Go ahead. No, this is what it is. Discussion.
I mean, this is this number I've been. Over it too, but I was considering $2,000 a month, so a total of $24,000. That's what my mic suggestion was. But so, you guys decide what we're going to do.
So, let's see. I have to admit I'm new to this too. If we make an emotion, then it has to be voted on. Okay, how do we, help me boys and girls, how do we have this to where we continue this conversation and we can vote on it next meeting.
Move to table it until it's...
Or just postpone action.
Okay, okay.
Postpone the vote.
Postpone action until the next meeting if you want.
No motion's been made, though.
Right, right.
Right.
That's...
So you're probably better off postponing it because you haven't made a motion, I guess, right?
Right.
Well, you can make a motion to postpone it until the next meeting. Right, Michelle?
Well...
Yes. Yes.
You're at 14, you're at 24, you're at 20.
Just a quick
option. Get it done, get it done.
Well, and so, as I have my computer sitting here open, I guess I would recommend at this point, because there is some, and I don't know if this applies, because, well, there's some caps, there's some limits on what you can pay a mayor and a council member. This is the municipal commission form of government. Yeah, having just heard about the idea of giving the mayor a bonus tonight, I guess I would like a couple of more weeks to make sure that whatever decision you guys make tonight
that's
is not...
That's why we're
running
talking out loud here,
law.
So yes.
we wanted to go with caution, or and I mean, other than Wayne, I haven't talked to these other two, and...
Right.
So...
No, so I...
And we might want to be careful, because I think Mayor John's done a wonderful job, and I think he's worth a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, I've done some research and stuff, and of course, when you start comparing to other communities, mm-hmm. there's already no comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. It's and I know one or two of those mayors personally, but I don't think they put in the effort in that. And I'm the same way. I don't want to be locked into something 2 years from now, if our current mayor elects not to come back, for lack of better words. Well, I want to be cautious.
Yeah, so
okay.
I can get you guys, provide you with a memo that says, here's what the law says.
Okay.
And then you guys can take some time to
okay.
consider that and then think about an amount. Yeah.
So I guess I move that we hold this elected officials' compensation increase business until the next scheduled business meeting.
I second that.
Okay. Any other discussion? It's been moved and seconded to move this to the next meeting. You'll have something information.
Yep.
Out on it,
Yeah, I should have that. I'm hoping by the end of the week. It shouldn't be
okay.
hard to figure out, but it'll take me
Thank
a couple
you.
Hours.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I would like to make a comment on why I picked that. And wherever we set up doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, I think it's more than just a year to serve to it. We compare this city of the culture to other communities, but it's not like other communities. We have a major budget here that takes a lot of responsibility to coordinate. And it's not like it's your house budget. And it's not a small city budget. It's a lot of responsibility, so that's, I guess, where I'm going.
Yes.
Any other discussion? Comments to the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll continue to do what I do as I...
That's how he's done.
For the last 27 years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for the discussion and the comments. Okay. New business. We have the resolution 2026-R04. This is the Streetlight Special Improvement District Fund Budget Amendment. I will entertain a motion to approve resolution 2026-R04. Mayor, I make a motion we approve resolution 2026-R04. And second, please.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 2026-R04 has passed. Next item is the non-union employee 457 deferred compensation contribution. And I provided council members with a letter. And the 457 deferred compensation contribution is beginning July 1, 2026, the City of Colstrip will match up to 4% of the employee's contribution into a participating employee's 457 deferred compensation plan. And I will entertain a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the non-employee union 455 deferred compensation.
And second, please.
I'll second.
The move is seconded. Discussion?
Each one of these are individual, John? Is that how this
yes,
is?
Yes,
okay,
right.
Okay. I see my it's letter, listed that way.
My letter has everything grouped together, but they're all individual.
Okay. That's.
Any other discussion? Any comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. That is approved. Next item is the non-union employee clothing allowance. And the closing allowance on my memo, I've indicated the public, this addresses Public Works Director, City Clerk Treasurer, and City Judge, a $600 per year clothing allowance will be allocated for employees each year. This is a lump sum on the first full pay period following July 1st. Next, and part of it is also is the police chief and assistant police chief shall receive $900 per year in a lump sum paid out on the first full pay period following July 1. I will entertain a motion to approve. Then I put a note on this that the elected officials will be reimbursed at the current level without change. And that our elected officials, that's a $400 a year reimbursement for clothing. So that's in place, and I haven't made any recommendation for any change to that.
Okay. So is that for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And council members also, that's available to the council members. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the clothing allowance for the salaried people and elected official.
And second?
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question for the.
Yeah.
Why is there a discrepancy between the two, or $600 and $900?
On
between the clerk treasurer or the chief, why is the chief?
Okay. That follows, that's consistent with the bargaining agreements.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is all consistent with the bargaining agreements, and that was agreed to for our public works people, and as the six goes to the $600, and I did the same thing for Pat, Michelle, and the judge, just to be consistent with those. On the police department, that uniform allowance, that's consistent with what has been agreed to with all the other officers. So that
I was just wondering what the difference was and why. Now, if I understand it correctly, when I read through the bargaining agreement, they use that for their protective gear as well, certain items that they carry on their uniform. Is that right?
No, I think this is it for protective gear? I was thinking it was all just clothing allowance because we provide.
Just a uniform, gear. Isn't it?
Just a uniform.
The collective bar, well, I don't know about the chief and assistant chief, but yeah, Zane is right about what the bargaining unit includes, their other stuff.
Okay.
That's why the dollar amount is higher, because they have their other items like that they carry, like their duty belts and just different stuff that they may want.
Okay.
All right,
thank you. Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not change yours because that's the benefit or is your fee in conflict?
Is what, for myself?
Yeah.
That's adequate for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
That's adequate for me. Okay. Any other questions? Comments?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hold on that, please. Oh, wait a minute. I need a motion.
We had.
We have one. Yep, we do.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Okay, that is passed. Now, the next item is the non-union employee vacation leave policy amendment.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't addressed in this year's bargaining agreement, but it was the last one, and we hadn't done anything to change that. So this just brings us current with what is already in place. This brings us for our non-bargaining people. That's what this does. This is a catch-up item from the previous agreement. So what this does is after an employee has completed 24 years of factual service, the employer will receive 3 days credit per month or 36 days per year. And then I attached to that the language that is actually in the agreement. So we're just, this is a catch-up item that we had not done, and I guess we haven't done it because we didn't have anybody that exceeded those years.
And Michelle made it?
Michelle has exceeded those, and she brought it to my attention, so I said, wait a second. So I'm glad she did
stick
that.
Stick around.
So I will entertain a motion to approve the amendment to the vacation leave policy.
I make a motion to approve the amendment to the vacation leave policy.
And second, please?
I'll second.
Been moved to second. Discussion?
Just want to note here that's based on 8-hour workday, right? The description you got?
Yeah. Correct. Any other discussion? Okay, comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler? Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's passed. So, are there any other businesses?
Yes, please. We jumped over Jim.
Public comment.
We want to hear from Jim. Him and I have a couple of the same concerns.
Yeah, okay. Public comment.
It's good. We were moving on.
Good thing you stuck around.
Yeah. I thought I was going to get passed over. Yeah, all this stuff. No, that's okay. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm Kurt Rucker, Jim Atchison with Southeastern Montana Development. I've got five or six things. I'll go quickly. First of all, as you know, we do a lot of planning with what we do as a nonprofit for this region. And one of them is our SEDS planning document here. We do this in 7 communities every year. Kind of keep the train on the tracks for the region. And I do have a handout if I could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick
here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. For you.
Thank you.
And this is a kind of an abbreviated SWOT analysis. Many of you have participated in this in the past. We've been doing this for 20 years type of thing. And so, like I said, in 7 communities, but the meat of the deal is on the last page, and I highlighted a couple things. And these are really important topics because we use these for ammunition when we go for the Cold War and other grant proposals. And it also helps us with recruitment and some of the big businesses. So the Business Innovation Center, of course, is done, but this survey to do this was earlier in the year, and so even though it says 2025 on the cover, we should have done it probably last fall, but we did it earlier in 26. So this is the most current one. So there's a couple things on there that are actually 90% done, and we'll talk about that later. Energy studies, and then on the very last page, nuclear energy development, but the one that we're seeing a few challenges with this housing, senior center, and then also a study for off-road highway vehicle, like a mountain bike park type of thing. And that's kind of new. And so there's a person in town here that is championing that, and maybe we'll see more of that coming up with a place in the area in the next, maybe 5-10 miles for recreational off-road vehicles. Of course, you're doing a great job on the street repairs, broadband, and of course, water issues are always constant. And I think on all 7 of our community surveys, water issues and housing were on all 7 communities in some form or fashion. So if
you have any more questions on that, let me know. But this, like I said, gives us ammunition when we look for grant applications, whether it's the Cold War or other ones. We use this as a supplement. And that's the other thing. It's used as a supplement for your growth plans and your CIP plans as well. So keep that in mind. It's not exclusive just for what we're doing. Related to planning is the economic or the coastal diversification strategy, which came out in 2017, 9 years ago. Unbelievable document. One of the few communities, and this gets back to your conversation about compensation for the mayor and some of your elected officials. So we're one of the few communities in the state that has this. I don't even know if Billings has one, but anyway, we're very proactive, and this just created a lot of opportunities in the last 9 years, and it's kind of dated. Even though we're doing a lot of stuff with the BIC and the industrial park and broadband and et cetera, et cetera. We have hired, or you have hired KLJ, who has started the process to do the update for this diversification strategy. And Becky Rosalie is working on that. I suspect that will be done early fall, September-ish, and you have a Cold War grant to pay for it. So that's some more planning stuff going on there. And also, Energy Open's coming up, and I do have another handout if I could, Mr. Mayor. This is just kind of the invitation. I'll probably share more forms with the mayor and then in the council here in the next few days, but this is our 23rd annual event, and we did this in 2004 to basically, as it says, they're showcasing the economic benefits of responsible energy development. And we were kind of upset back in 2004 and still are to some degree that we're not getting a good shake out there in the media and the communities around the state. A lot of good, very positive things the energy industry does, and this community is a good example of that. And so we're very proud, as you know, of the energy. And as the energy changes a little bit here, with coal, we'll still have a coal, but it will most likely be turning into an energy hub with coal, not just a coal. We need more horses in the barn, and that goes back to the diversification strategy as well. So very, very exciting. Some more information coming out August 6th and 7th. If you haven't attended, everyone's a little different, but we encourage you to attend as much as possible. The 2 days, the second day is really the golf part. And of course, I'll officially ask the mayor if we could have the city of Colstrip be a co-sponsor for the banquet again, along with Rosebud County, and that's obviously you're all invited as far as that goes. We just need registration so we know how many primary dinners to serve. So, anyway, so that's coming up. To a lesser degree, the Federal Reserve is in Minnesota. Montana's part of that district. There's 6 to 8 different states that are part of that district. The Federal Reserve is doing an outreach into Montana coming up. They're going to be in Miles City on the 27th, so I'll make sure that you get an invitation. If you can attend, that would be great. There's going to be maybe just a couple dozen places there with different stakeholders. Of course, the city district might be interesting because they want to hear from you and me and regular people. What's going on? What's not going on as far as the economy? So this is an excellent opportunity, and they to tell them because they set Fed policy, interest rates and stuff like that, and housing, you know, daycare, senior citizen services, whatever it is, and agriculture, energy, of course, they're going to want to hear about that. So I'll get that information to the mayor on as far as that goes. But that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And speaking of membership dues, I'll be back in the next month, and we do. SCDC annually does that, and we're most likely, we're per capita as well. Right now we're doing $1.25 per calendar for all seven of our, four counties and 5 municipalities. And we're most likely going to have a change there, an increase there as well. I can't remember how long it's been, I'll have to look that up, Mr. Mayor, but it's been about 10 years since we've had an increase. We've been at $1.25 per capita. Now the good news is, last year you had an increase of 17 people. Woo! This year it's 11. So, and last year, my 4 counties, we had a 3-person decrease. That's how close it is. This year we're up 108. Wow. So, just like we suspected, there's more people moving in or staying. And I'll tell you, I think I've never been more excited about the future of Colstrip and Elizabeth County than I am today after 25 years of doing what I'm doing. There's good things coming, and it's going to be exciting. And so we'll be back. We'll talk about the membership dues. We haven't decided yet what that's going to be. It's going to be a little bit more or some sort of mill levy type of thing, but we're still doing that internally with SABC. So another good thing is an opportunity zone. Opportunity came out, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but the U.S. Treasury Department dictates, or through the presidential administration, different census tracts around the country that could use investment opportunities. So there is an Opportunity Zone 1.0 right now. It's been going on for 9 years. It's going to be concluding next year, starting with the first Trump administration. They're going to have a 2.0 Opportunity Zone. And so the Treasury Department has gone out and determined in Montana there's 58 eligible census tracts. In my four counties, there's only one, that is eligible. So we submitted an application, and that census tract is Southern Rosebud County. It's from the freeway all the way down to Ashland, not counting the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation, which is a separate census tract. And so we submitted an application with the support of the City of Colstrip, the City of Forsyth, and Rosebud County. And that application is with the Department of Commerce, and then it will go to the governor here in the next month or two. And the governor will have the opportunity to approve 25 of the 58. I'm not sure how many are actually applying. We certainly saw that the advantage of that because of the massive amount of expected investment that's coming to Southern Rosebud County in the next 10 years. And it's, folks, it's billions of dollars that's coming. And so if I'm running a company and I'm going to invest $1 billion in Southern Rosebud County for something, I would be very interested in having an opportunity zone where that investment goes, and it would save my company tens of millions of dollars perhaps if it's all eligible. So we applied real quick. They're scoring it right now, and I'll certainly be back to tell you, obviously, if it's successful. We think it will have a very good chance to be successful, one of the 25 in the state of Montana. And so keep our fingers crossed. So, and then also, last but not least, the Business Innovation Center. As you know, we moved in. I'm not across the hall anymore, so kind of old stomping grounds down here for the last year. Boy, a year goes by quick. And so we're moved in there. We still have we're probably a couple months away from having everything completely done. We have quite a punch list, as the mayor knows, and we're working that out. We're trying to work that out with a contractor. As Michelle knows, that's sometimes a challenge to get those people to fix things and come together and do things, and let alone reimburse you for some of that stuff. So I do know the EDA guy is back from vacation, so hopefully this week we'll have some movement on some of that stuff. But as far as the punch list goes, there's a couple things over there that have not been completed yet, and some of them involve the city. One is the landscaping. There's some concrete that needs to be redone out there. That's why there's dirt there and some of the sidewalk areas. And then the sidewalk map, we've got to get them to get with you to figure out what we're going to do with that crosswalk there on the sidewalk there, because it's not good right now. And then of course we have a few issues with the flagpoles and some of the boulevard on the, I guess it'd be the west side, is lower and needs to be filled in with dirt and landscape or the grass again. So anyway, things like that. Inside, we're just about done. A couple things in there, but it's a beautiful building. I know some of you were at the grand opening, and the governor was there for a different event, and we're just very excited. Today, we had, that's why I missed the birthday party. We had two people from Reunited in town from Houston, and so we continue, and they wanted to see the Vic. We obviously are going to show the Vic off and move it forward in the future. So very excited about it. Thank you again. And but it's a couple months away from being totally 100%. Thank you, Mr. Bain. Any questions? Thank you for giving me the time. That was a quick 3 minutes, right?
Any questions?
You have 10 minutes.
I would just have a comment. The punch list at the Vic is concerning me. Yes. Mayor, you and I just talked about it. So, and I'm glad that if you've been apprised that you're aware. Hopefully, it'll never come to that.
Yeah.
For the other council people, thank you. payment has been made, so it could, you know, I don't want to bring any bad luck to it or whatever, but that concerns me. And some of that may be more than you start moving the flagpole, one of them or whatever, to correct that, they could be standing.
The good news is, if there is good news there, the contractor that worked on the BIC is still in town working on the high school. So we hope that there'll be some synergies there, scheduling-wise, that they can come over and do the concrete when they're doing the concrete up there, yada, yada, yada. So they're not, like, totally disappeared, but now time is of the essence, and we need them to be accountable and responsible for what has not been completed yet. So. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to follow up a little bit on Jim's comments, and that's the funding necessary to effectively operate SCDC. And Jim and I have had a number of conversations on this, and it's not sustainable. SCDC at its current level of funding is not sustainable. And now we have the building. So we talked to the board members here last week on this, and I really didn't get a good feeling from two of the largest members, which is Custer County and Rosebud County. Colstrip has and will continue to support SCDC, but Jim and I have talked about it. Jim hasn't had an increase in his compensation in 5 years. We can't function that way. So, I mean, SCD does a great job for us, but we need to be more responsive. When I say we, I'm talking about the organization of SCDC. It needs to be more responsive to the funding mechanism to put in place for them to be able to continue to effectively do the things that they do for us. And they've been a great resource for us over many, many years. And we put $100,000 in economic development in our budget. We have the ability to do our share of that activity, and that's important to us. So we're going to be pursuing this a little more of this, but it needs to be a serious thing for us. And Jim and we've talked about it. It has to happen. We can't continue at this current level. We cannot do that. If Jim retires, how can we replace him? Nobody's going to come to work for what he's currently making. That's reality. It is. I mean, all this good stuff that's out there, but the reality is, and counties and the cities need to come up with it. And I indicated to them at the meeting, I said, Colstrip will, but we need to know what that number is. Because we set it up in our budget to do that. 6 years ago, Michelle, help me out, I can't remember, 6 years ago, we set aside $60,000 in two payments, $30,000 that we funded as a city into SCDC. We did that. And we felt good about it. We did our share, but the other entities are not, and they need to. So there's where we're at. Right, Jim?
That's correct.
Yeah. So what I plan on doing, I asked Jim to come up with some numbers on what each unit has benefited through grants and those types of things as a result of SCDC's involvement. And then we'll take that number and somehow associate with that number with what is expected from those different organizations out into the future. And whether it's on a per capita or whether it's on a mill or whatever, we need to have that addressed. Custer County has received been very well treated by the wind farm. We saw the results of that where we had the meeting. And Rosebud County has also. We shared in some of the costs of that as a city, but they picked up, the county shared it out into the Forsyth, Colstrip, and the school districts.
Rosebud.
And then they kept 50% of it, and they shared the other 50% of it. But so, and they have some activities that are on out in the future, opportunities for additional revenue sources for Rosebud County. That's going to happen. And they need to direct some of those out into the organization
facility that we were in for the summit. That's $750,000 as a result of SCDC for that facility. So those are the numbers that are out there, and so we're actively going to participate with that. And I think some of the smaller communities that really can't afford that much, for instance, like Hysham and Traeger County, but those units that can, should, in Colstrip, Custer County, Rosebud County, you can, and you need to do that, so. And Miles City, also. So that's where we're at on stuff. Okay? Yeah. Okay, is there any other business that needs to come before? Dave, do you have anything?
I was going to speak about doing some bylaw, but I started thinking about it, talked to Michelle a little bit. I think I want to be a little more prepared, and so I'd like to see about how we schedule a work session or something like that. But at the same time, I want to get my ducks in a row.
Okay.
So, get more prepared.
Okay, very good. Very good. Is there any other business that needs to come before the attention of the council? Okay, thank you, everybody. Enjoy the meeting.